You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
With America's eyes on Ferguson for a second night, America's ears were, for the first time, listening to the words of Officer Darren Wilson, the policeman who now knows he will not face criminal prosecution for the killing of Michael Brown. In his first television interview, he told America's ABC News that he opened fire because he feared for his life. He said his conscience is clear, and if he had the evening all over again, he wouldn't change his actions.
At that time, I gave myself another mental check. Can I shoot this guy? Can I legally? And the question I answered myself was, I have to. If I don't, he will kill me if he gets to me.
Officer Wilson remains on administrative leave from the Ferguson Police Department, his future uncertain. While the grand jury decided not to recommend his prosecution, a federal government probe into Mr. Brown's killing is still underway. And Officer Wilson could also face civil action in the courts if the Brown family tries to seek damages for their son's death. President Obama told an audience in Chicago that the concerns protesters across the U.S. have about Officer Wilson's actions are rooted in realities and not, as he put it, just made up.
The frustrations that we've seen are not just about a particular incident. They have deep roots in many communities of color. Who have a sense that our laws are not always being enforced uniformly or fairly.
The president drew a distinction between what he called the destructive behavior of violent protesters in Ferguson and the constructive approach of people taking part in peaceful demonstrations. He praised them for beginning a conversation that he says the country needs to have about the relationship between police forces and the communities they are supposed to protect. And he announced that he's ordered the Justice Department to hold a series of meetings across the country in a bid to try and build trust.
So my message to those people who are constructively moving forward, trying to organize, mobilize, and ask hard, important questions about how we improve the situation, I want all those folks to know that their president is going to work with them.
In his remarks, the president left no doubt that he has concerns about police tactics and believes African Americans in particular have reason to believe that the justice system does discriminate against them. But whether Barack Obama any longer has the political capacity to resolve issues that he conceded go back decades is open to question. So too is his ability to use his moral authority to damp down the violence in Ferguson. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.